The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Monter. For the workday afternoon, pain is something we all experience from time to time. Some of us pop an over-the-counter painkiller and brush it off. Others visit chiropractors. If you haven't considered a chiropractor, the question, of course, is, should you? We speak to Dr. Viren Lee to find out more about chiropractic and if it actually will help. Coming up next on Money FM 89.3 on Health Suites.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon on Money FM 89.3. I'm joined on the phone by Dr. Viren Lee, chiropractor, Perfect Zones Chiropractic. We find out if chiropractic is something we should consider for ourselves. Viren, welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa.
Hi, it is a pleasure to have you. Now, you have a personal reason why you became a chiropractor. Maybe your story will help us decide if we should visit one ourselves.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me here.
It's our pleasure.
So my story started in National Service. As a new recruit, part of the training revolves around carrying a lot of equipment used in combat, such as my rifle, my field pack, my helmet. And all these things add up to a significant amount of weight. So with all this equipment, we were actually training to walk or march 4 kilometers, 8 kilometers, 12 kilometers, until 24 kilometers at the end, before we graduated.
Mm-hmm.
So my back was a wreck. At its worst, I couldn't even bend down to touch my knee, forget my toes, you know, and that was just pain with any movement. So I went to see the medical officer,
mm-hmm.
and he gave me some painkillers. And that worked for about half an hour before the pain started to come back. After a week, I wasn't feeling any better. So I actually went to him again. And this was then he decided to take an X-ray and an MRI of my lower back to see what's going on. So those were taken. And I had to go for an appointment with the specialist to review my films to see what's going on. So I went to the hospital and I asked the doctor who had my films. I said, hey, doc, can you explain to me what's going on? And more importantly, how can I recover from this? And I remember this like it was yesterday. She looked at me and she said, I don't think you will be able to recover from this. I think you will have to live with this for the rest of your life.
Really?
Yes. And at that time, I wasn't a chiropractor. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I just didn't believe her. I thought to myself, there had to be a way of healing from this. And that started my journey, looking into how I can help myself. So I tried acupuncture, I tried massage, I tried stretching, I tried physiotherapy, and those things didn't work for me. Now, I'm not saying that those things are bad. I'm just saying that at the time, it didn't help me.
Right.
So at this point in time, I actually came across a book. It is titled The 4-Hour Body by Tim Ferriss. And in that book, he had a chapter called Reversing Permanent Injuries. And just by that title alone, I was very intrigued by it. So I read the book, and that chapter in particular. And in that chapter, he talked about a chiropractor by the name of Dr. Craig Buehler, who is based in Utah in the United States. So he mentioned that he had trouble doing a certain exercise using weights. So he was able to perform this exercise 18 kilograms, 5 times, okay? Now, 24 hours later, after Dr. Buehler worked on him, he was actually able to perform the same exercise with 22 kilograms of weight, but at 14 reps. So from 5 reps to 14 reps, you know, with a heavy amount of weight in 24 hours, that is remarkable.
Right.
And I was extremely intrigued by that. So I decided that, you know, if no one in Singapore is unable to help me at this point in time,
mm-hmm.
I'll go and find a solution elsewhere. So I did. I packed my bags, flew down from Singapore to Utah where Dr. Bueller's office is, and saw him as a patient. So he worked on me for about a week, and at the end of that, I was able to actually touch, bend down and touch my toes with no pain whatsoever. This was something that I could not have done since the start of National Service.
Mm-hmm.
So I was amazed, and I asked Dr. Bueller, I said, I want to learn this thing that you're doing. What do I need to do? And he says, I'm happy to teach you what I do, but because part of this process involves adjusting the spine or realigning the spine, so I need you to learn how to do that before I teach any of what I do to you. And it was then that I decided to become a chiropractor.
And how many years later now are you a chiropractor?
Well, I actually graduated in June last year. And since then, I found a job in the United States. And I was working in the United States. And then I came back after that to set up Perfect Zones Chiropractic.
Right. Okay. And so you are a walking poster child for what it is that you could do for other people. Sounds like
it. Thank you. I do my best.
So what was done to you, the treatments that were given to you, they worked and they worked in the long term?
Dr. Bueller approaches and he sees pain differently.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me that all pain is, for the most part, is actually the body's way of communicating with us that it needs something externally to help it heal. Like it doesn't have all the building blocks, okay? And it's like a feedback mechanism so that we listen. And once we actually identify what is going on and we supply whatever the body needs to help it heal, then it will naturally heal. And I'll give you just some examples of what I mean by building blocks.
Okay.
Good nutrition, mm-hmm. adequate sleep, physical activity, and of course, avoiding foods that maybe we are allergic to. So to answer your question, Dr. Bueller, what he did was he actually worked on the muscles of the body. Most chiropractors, we, of course, are all trained to adjust the spine,
mm-hmm.
okay? What Dr. Bueller found that once he actually complemented adjusting the spine by working directly with the muscles to turn them back on and ensure that they are functioning at 100%, then what happens is that we don't have to actually adjust the same areas over and over again, okay? So his work, a lot of it is about reestablishing the connection from the brain to these muscles, so that they can function when we have to use them for physical activity or everyday life.
Now, could you tell us who would benefit from a visit to a chiropractor like yourself?
What I would say is that anyone with a spine and a nervous system, which is the brain, spinal cord, and all the nerves in the body, can mm-hmm. benefit from a chiropractor.
Okay. Do they have to be experiencing recurring pain like you did? Or is it, you know, just someone who has the occasional aches and pains playing maybe a game of tennis, or they go on regular runs and they have these recurring pains as well?
Well, if someone is in pain, they should definitely see a chiropractor or at least seek someone to help them address it and find out why they're in pain.
Okay.
Now, for people that are not in pain, they still can benefit from chiropractic, because the whole idea behind chiropractic is that when the body and the nervous system is able to communicate well without any interference, the body can heal at maximum capacity.
I get it. I am understanding you. We're speaking with Dr. Varun Lee, a chiropractor, Perfect Zones Chiropractic. How many sessions in general do you think someone has to go for before they might start to see and feel the benefits if they have these kind of pains that just don't seem to go away?
Well, everybody heals at a unique rate, at their own rate.
Right.
But in general, based on my experience, I would say between 1 to 4 visits is when people can start to feel better. I would also like to add that based on my observations, whether someone has pain for a really long time or not, it does not actually dictate how long it will take them to heal. And I'll give you an example. I had a patient who had 2 complaints, hip pain and shoulder pain on the right side for 2 years. And I evaluated her and found that the hip pain was actually caused by the shoulder pain. So I worked on the shoulder, and then I asked her at the end of that visit to actually stand up and see how she feels. Is the pain still there? And she told me it was gone, just like that. That was like the first visit with her, you know? And then I checked up with her 3 weeks later, and the pain was still gone. you know, and I'm not saying this to brag about myself. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this to let people know that just because they've had pain for a really long time, it doesn't mean that they'll take a long time to heal. Once we actually balance the body, healing can actually take place at a very relatively fast pace, right, because it's the body's natural ability to be perfectly healthy, or natural state to be perfectly healthy.
So tell us what someone who comes and sees you for the first time can expect if they've never been to a chiropractor before.
Typically what happens is that we'll sit down with them for a consultation. And during the consultation, we'll like to understand them better, understand what's bothering them. We'll ask them certain questions about their pain that might give us some clues as to what's going on with them. And then we also want to find out their health goals. What do they want to achieve with chiropractic care? For example, are they looking to run a marathon with no pain anywhere in their body? Are they looking to play a game of golf with no pain in their low back, for example? And then once we get this information, we will actually perform an evaluation to exactly pinpoint why they are in such pain or discomfort. And typically in the chiropractic office, we'll look at someone's posture. For example, do they have one hip that is higher than the other side? Do they have one shoulder that is slanted? This gives us clues as to, you know, what their body looks like. And then we might also ask them to bend forward, backward, side to side, just to see how they are moving. Are they moving well and equally? We might also look at the way that they walk. Now, once the evaluation is complete, we will actually sit down with them and go through with them what we found and tell them why they are in such pain. Is it the muscles, maybe? Is it the ligaments? Is it the bones that are misaligned? Or even a combination of these things? And then we actually sit down with them and actually come up with a treatment plan to help them heal as quickly as they can. And this is typically when we will also tell them about our prices, just so they understand what they're getting and so that they can make an informed decision about whether they want to seek our care. And that's pretty much on the first visit. I know some chiropractors, they will adjust, and assuming the patient wants to take up care, they will actually then adjust this patient on the first visit. But I know not every chiropractor does that.
Right, okay. And normally, on that first visit, when you talk to them and you're exploring what their options are, how long does that session take?
Well, actually, it depends. Because if someone is coming just with neck pain, as compared to someone that comes in for, let's say, neck pain, migraine headaches, knee pain, a foot injury, and they've been involved in like 2 motor vehicle accidents, you know, we will actually spend more time, you know, with the second person, just because there's more things to find out with them. Mm-hmm. Okay. But typically, I would say anywhere between 20 minutes to half an hour.
And typically, an adjustment session would be what? Half an hour, an hour?
That really depends on the treatment plan. Because some people, at the start, they actually are unable to actually receive a lot of treatment. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they need to get used to, their body needs to get used to it first. So it's actually hard to say. It depends on a variety of factors that we will sit down and explain to the patient based on what we see.
Right. Okay. Now, before I let you go, what kind of advice would you give to someone who has never been to a chiropractor, but who might now, after listening to this conversation, be considering it?
Definitely give it a try. Since chiropractic started in the late 1800s, we've actually helped a lot of people resolve their health challenges when nothing else seemed to work. So definitely give it a try and experience it for yourself. That is the only way you'll know whether it works.
So you're saying nothing to lose, try it out. You know, you might be able to help, and that relief is worth a shot, right?
Certainly, you know, because health is, you know, very precious. And what happens is that even if, let's say, after a period of, let's say, 4 visits and you don't get better, then what happens is we will either refer you to one of our colleagues or even refer you to another healthcare provider, such as a physiotherapist, to actually help you along that journey.
All right. Thank you so much for that. We've been speaking with Dr. Viren Lee, chiropractor, Perfect Zones Chiropractic. Thank you for giving us the time and sharing the information with us.
No problem, Clarissa. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It is absolutely my pleasure. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.